think we feel like we've kind of covered that, I guess. So, you know, it's, you know, don't have a whole lot for you. So, you know, out there and doing everything, participating, you know, that I can, you know, the walkthroughs and the blitzes, and, you know, feel like I was into it, and try to take advantage of it.
What impact did Jim Caldwell have on you?
You know, Coach Caldwell obviously was my position coach for a long time, and you know, I think any player will tell you, you spend the most amount of time with your position coach on an NFL team, and he and I just sort of developed a routine in meetings, in practice, you know, pregame. We always kind of had a purpose to everything we were doing. He really helped me with that, and I really felt like my game just sort of took another notch upward, and just because of that consistent routine and the attention to the fundamentals and the techniques, doing the little things right. And so that just had a huge impact on me, and no surprise that he's, you know, gotten Detroit back going again, and they had such a great year last year, and they're really a, you know, they're really a great team. The record, you know, obviously it's not what they want it to be, but it's not, I don't see them as an 0-2 team, and he's a great fundamental teacher, great, very patient coach, and I know that's what's really helped Detroit kind of get it going.
Does the fact that they are 0-2 probably make them a little bit desperate, home openers?
Hey, you know, I'm sure, you know, on the outside, I mean, you know, the world's falling down for a team that's 0-2, and, I mean, it seems like it's falling down here, and we're 2-0. So I can assure you that there's no panic, you know, with him as their leader, just like there's no panic here either. You know, home opener, two home openers in a row that we're playing, that is, you know, everybody knows what we're going into, right? They've lost two close games on the road. You know, NFL didn't do them any scheduling favors, you know, having to go West Coast and then a division game on the road. So we know that stadium will be rocking, and they'll be ready to go.
Despite Emmanuel missing those games in training camp, preseason, you guys right back to it, and especially in the third downs, it seems like you've really found him in this key situation.
Yeah, I mean, Coach Kubiak and Coach Dennison really want to try to get Emmanuel the ball in different ways. You know, you've seen we've moved him around a decent amount, and we all know what he can do once he gets the ball, you know, in his hands. And so you know, the more touches that he can get, you know, the better chance you have of something good happening. So he has I mean, I think that the time that he missed in training camp, I don't think that set him back by any means. And I think it's a credit to him staying into it, staying on top of it mentally and physically. Obviously, he feels good.
If the running game gets going, Peyton, how much will that help get the tight ends more involved in the passing game?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, everybody wants to do their job better this week in all phases. You know, that's been our goal all since the off season, is to try to keep improving, and so you know, it's not one particular phase that we're trying to improve any more than the other. So everybody, you know, wants to play better. Everybody wants to execute better, and we got a tough test. You know, we've had two tough tests to start the season, and I think it's just as tough this week. This team was number two ranked in the NFL last year, and I can see why from watching it on film. And you know, San Diego made some plays on them. Minnesota made some plays. Their defense has had some things happen to them that have been out of their control. So I think you have to, you know, try to be good in all phases in order to have a chance to beat a team like Detroit on the road.
You've taken some shots down the field, and you've missed Emmanuel and Demaryius by just a little bit. Is that just timing? Is that still adjusting?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, I mean, you overthrow them and week one, and then so maybe you take a little off and you underthrow them in week two. So yeah, I like to find that happy medium. We had the we had one to Emmanuel on a post route that was a good one that the guy just seemed like he batted it out right at the right time, and then you know, we were able to hit a couple of back shoulders off the go route against the Chiefs because they were sort of playing the deep ball, and we were able to make that adjustment and hit a couple of them. It's some really good times on that last drive. So, yeah, that's something that you're always always working and always working to, and obviously throws that I'd like to be able to make, and you know, throws that we need to hit.
Peyton, do guys like Demaryius and Calvin Johnson change the definition of what an open receiver is?
Yeah, I would say so. I know Demarius was probably not open on that 3rd and 10 the other night on that 2-minute drill. That guy had pretty good coverage on him, and I would think that corner probably got a plus on his grade sheet for covering everything right. But when you have a big body and you can put the ball where in a place where he can, you know, use his body to kind of, you know, to get in between the ball and defender. You can only do that with a certain type of guy, with his size, with his ability to elevate. You know, don't underestimate that. That he is, you know, 6'4", but you know he plays. You know, he can play, you know, much taller than that with his ability to jump. And it's hard to, you know, overthrow him on a back shoulder because he has so much range. So and you know, obviously, you know, Johnson's an outstanding player as well.
Guys, time for two more, please.
Hey, just somebody who should have nothing to prove left in this game. How much are you motivated, if at all, trying to quiet people?
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, I'm motivated because I, you know, want to do my job to help my team win. I mean, that's plenty for me. That's what's always keeps you going, keeps you driven to, you know, work in the off season and to prepare hard in season and to play as hard as you possibly can. You know, so.
Are you surprised by the sort of swirl around this team?
Not much surprises me anymore. So I would say no.
Peyton, what are the differences, I guess, in your perspective, what you see from under center compared to shotgun reading the defensive end?
Yeah, that's a little more specific than I usually like to get into on a Wednesday interview. Once again, I mean, it's just, yeah. So y'all got plenty of guys there at the network, right? I mean, that's sure, Warner could give you some great insight. Who else you got on there? Trying to think. Yeah, you know.
Kurt,
yeah, Kurt, he can probably do a full segment on that, which I'm sure would be very fascinating to all your listeners. So,
the new offensive system, the adjustment taking a little longer than you thought? I know we're 2 weeks in and you're 2-0.
Hey.
It has been an adjustment?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's always going to be an adjustment when there's, you know, every season's going to bring an adjustment. I think no matter what's occurred in the off season, you're going to have, you know, new players and in new positions, and you're always going to be trying some different things. And so, yeah, there's certainly going to be an adjustment. I think that's fair, and you're trying to improve as you make the adjustments and try to win games as you make the adjustments. And as long as we, you know, continue to work and improve, I think that's what we've said all along. That's what we're said we're going to do, and that's what I think we will do, and we'll continue to work toward that.